Hi, I'm Scott Hansman. This is Azure Friday, and we're here with Joe Idzorek. This time, we're going to talk about Elastic Scale in Azure SQL.
Yeah, so it becomes very natural within SQL Azure when we say, hey, let's scale up our database to a P3, but we really have to answer that question of what happens when P3 is too big for our workload? What do we do now?
P3 is the biggest individual vertical scale, correct?
Yeah, this is our premium 3. And the beauty of the cloud is not really how much you can scale up, but it's really scale out.
Totally.
And that's what we've introduced with Elastic Scale. We went into public preview with our Elastic Scale client libraries in October, and we've been playing around with those for the last month.
So why would someone need that big of a system? I mean, what are you doing that you need a database that's that? What's a P3 look like?
P3 is enormous. It's the biggest database that we offer. So the customer scenarios that we really look at, we say, hey, we need to scale out. There's a couple. First, we have single tenant, where we have an application that says, hey, for maybe security reasons, performance, or capacity reasons, we want to put a single customer in each database, but we want our application to be globally aware that we have multiple customers. We don't have to write an application stack for every single customer. And then we have some customers that say, hey, we want to put multiple customers, kind of a multi-tenant environment on a single database, and kind of stamp those out. And then there's a couple of hybrid. And kind of the more interesting scenarios around geolocation, saying, hey, I have an application, but I want to keep one application, but I want to keep some data in the United States, I want to keep some in Europe, I want to keep some in Asia, because I can't have that geopolitical data transfer, but I want to create three applications for it, just want to create one. So sharding enables this this application pattern in a pretty seamless environment.
In the first scale video that people can watch, we saw just going into the DevOps kind of portal and manually scaling, but the promise of the cloud is some level of being automatic. This elasticity is the promise of the cloud.
Correct.
How does this work here?
So within Elastic Scale, we have a number of different facilities. We actually have partnered with our friends in Azure Automation. I know Joe, Beth, and Eamon have been on the show to provide an experience to leverage Azure Automation to query those real-time DMVs within Azure SQL Database to make that alert decision or that trigger decision to say, hey, I know we need to provision a new database, add that shard to the database, and keep scaling out as performance or capacity dictates.
So do you have something that you can scale?
Yeah, I'd love to show you just kind of an introduction that we have for people to really, when people think about scale, oh, this must be very complicated. So we've created a starter kit experience that really allows us to go through and demonstrate Elastic Scale very quickly. So when we think about Elastic Scale, we think about many databases, we need that one metadata store to say, hey, this is the global map of these customers reside in this database, these reside on that database, and we call that the Shard Map Manager.
Okay.
So we're going to create one of those first. And this is just going to go through the process of, hey, we're going to create the database, we're going to lay down the schema on this database, and this is the database that the application will talk to, and it says, hey, I have a particular customer, say customer 104, which of my shards do I route that to? And it'll handle that connection seamlessly within the application code.
So I can download this starter kit, I have an Azure account, and I can make these databases myself and try this out.
Absolutely, yes. So this is available within Visual Studio, so it's actually really pretty slick. You can just go file new project, search online, and you say Elastic Scale, and it's just like saying new project.
Oh, nice.
Put in your SQL Server credentials, and you're off and running. So within 5 minutes, and what we're doing here today, you can get up and going with Elastic Scale.
And of course, if you're just messing around with it, which I would be, don't forget to delete things when you're done.
Yes. So as one of the menu options, we have this drop shard map manager database and all shards, so you don't accidentally get charged
don't
for those over the weekend.
Don't go to sleep with a P3 running if you're just one person.
That is correct. So what we've done here is we've created two shards, and we've laid down some schema, and we've put a little bit of data in them. So what we're going to do next when this finishes is we're going to start populating these shards. So we're going to simulate what we call as data-dependent routing. So this is saying, hey, we're going to do option number 3. We're going to say, hey, for this particular customer ID 187, insert a record into that particular shard. And in this case, that's shard 0 because it holds the customer range of 0 to 100.
Right, and this is the style of sharding that's yellow page. We used to call it yellow pages sharding. A through L,
exactly.
M through Z. In this case, being based on a customer ID.
Yeah, so we'll insert a couple rows, try to get one in the first shard. The laws of averages aren't being very nice
to us. No, everything's going in the other shard.
This is random.
There you go.
Okay, so now that we have entries in every shard, we're going to do what we call a multi-shard query. And this is really that union all query across all of your shards.
And that's what used to be really hard.
Yes, so this becomes very easy. And I'll show the APIs for both of these in a second. So we're going to show a multi-shard query, which is just option number 4 here. Mm-hmm. And this is going to return back, you know, our customer IDs, our customers, and then what shard they are in. So we can see we unluckily got all this, all the entries in one shard. Mm-hmm. And then that last record, 87, in the second shard. So that, in a really quick demo, is how easy it is to get going with Elastic Scale. So we'll drop all these databases and be done with this.
Excellent. Save you a little money.
Yeah, so I just want to show the APIs really quickly and how easy this is. So when we were doing that data-dependent routing connection, we have a shard map object. And off this object, we have a couple methods of how to deal with the shard map manager. Mm-hmm. And one of those is open connection for key. So all we have to do is specify the customer ID, our credentials, and some validation options, and we get returned back a SQL connection.
So the customer ID, that's the key.
Yeah, that was the key. So that was, hey, customer 104
whatever
or 78.
Key I'm using.
And this will look in the shard map manager and say, hey, oh, we need to connect to that database. Mm. Returns a SQL connection, no different than any other ADO.SQL connection that you have. And then you're going forth implementing your command.
So that gets me on that shard. How did I do what's the code look like for the cross shard query?
Yeah, so let me bring that up really quick. I'll kill this. So with the multi-shard query example, it's very familiar. What we've implemented is called a multi-shard connection. Mm. So we pass in the shards. You can either pass an entire shard map or individual shards.
Oh, if you know.
If you know, if you say, hey, I know, for instance, it's on shards. I just want to know shards 1, 3, 7, and 5, whatever your application needs.
Sure.
You specify those. You get back a multi-shard command. And then you can implement a multi-shard data reader, which performs no different than any other SQL data reader. So it's augmented a little bit in the names, but performs the same way you'd expect from an ADO.NET connection.
Very cool. We're learning all about Elastic Scale here on Azure Friday.